Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about, well, what will you do? Focused in on our obedience. We discuss a lot of things, but do we obey what we learn from God's Word? And so throughout this week, a little shortened work week for many because of the July 4th holiday here in the United States on Friday, but we're going to be talking and praying each weekday morning about our obedience. And we're going to begin this morning with obedience that is steadfast. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 5, "Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees." Kind of puts me in mind of the Apostle Paul's lament that the things that I want to do, I find myself not doing, and the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. It expresses a desire that is, well, it's not met to the extent that is wanted. But it also expresses a desire that's not giving up. And when we think about our obedience to God's Word, there ought to always be this hunger and thirst to be steadfast, to not be movable. And we erase our commitment to God's Word so many times by saying, "I know what the Bible says, but I think. I know what the Bible says, but I believe. I know what the Bible says, but someone once said. I know what the Bible says, but it's a different time now." And we sometimes fail in our commitment, in our desire, in our practice of gazing deeply into God's Word and learning the principles. Principles which we apply, well, a little differently than we apply a command. Principles that guide us, that direct us, that keep us within boundaries, commands which are more prescriptive. And sometimes we mix them up and we want to make the principles to be commands because we're too lazy to figure them out, or because they apply really well to somebody else and we want to be in control. But then we take the commands and we somehow build into them wiggle room because we don't like them. They're too restrictive to my mindset. They're too restrictive to what I want to do. God's a God of love and forgiveness and mercy. He'll understand. Perhaps one of the phrases that, well, I bristle at as much as any other phrase is one that's fairly common. We say it's easier to ask forgiveness than to get permission. And I know that sometimes that's not the intent, but many times it feels like what we're saying is, "I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to anyway." Or at least, "I know I shouldn't do this without permission, but I'm going to anyway. And it may be very true that it is easier. But is it better? Oh, that I was steadfast in obeying your decrees. Because when we take the easy route rather than the better or best route, we miss so much depth. We miss so much purpose in life. And God's desire is that we draw deeply into Him. That we know the right thing to do and we do it. And sometimes it requires a new commitment on our part. A desire to be steadfast. Not that we beat ourselves up or beat up anyone else when they fail, because we will. Our desire is not enough. It takes work. It takes practice. It takes humility. It takes submission. It takes a lot of things that are not, well, not easy for us to do. They're not always comfortable for us to do. And yet when we change our mindset and we live with that desire to be obedient to God's commands, we begin to think differently. The old catchphrase slogan back in the 80s kind of was a resurgence of, I forget, 50s or 60s, somewhere when it originally began, but the, what would Jesus do? It may seem like a simple question, but I think if we ask ourselves in a serious way, it will help us be steadfast in obeying His commands. Because one of the difficulties in obeying His commands is we're not all that familiar with what He wants. And so if we ask, what would Jesus do, and we are serious about finding the answer, number one, we're going to be spending more time in God's Word because that's where the answers are. Number two, we're going to be spending more time in prayer and connection with His Spirit because that's how we understand the answers. And number three, we're going to spend more time practicing obedience because that's how we grow in the answers. So we live life. Not a perfect life. Jesus was the only one who could do that. But we live life with an increasing desire to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable in our obedience to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to know what we ought to do, but also in order to do what we ought to do. And so, God, today I pray that You would help each one of us to be steadfast in our obedience, that the things of this world would not shake us from it, that the temptations from within, the temptations from without, would not move us from that desire to be steadfast in obedience. And Father, those times where we recognize our lack of obedience, may we repent. May we renew our commitment and desire to be steadfast. May we gaze deeply into your word on a continual basis and find help from your spirit in applying your word in ways which are good and right. Father, as we grow in our understanding of the principles of your word and the application that they have today and the understanding of the commands of your word and the way we ought to live them today, may our desire to not be moved from the foundation of your word be ever stronger. And God, today, as we live life, may we continually not only want to know and ask and research in your word what Jesus would do, but may we join in the psalmist's cry, his plea, "Oh, that my ways would be steadfast in obedience to your word, your decrees, your laws." And Father, as we seek that steadfast spirit, a steadfast spirit of obedience, may we live in a humility that lifts up Jesus as the source and author, the reason that we desire to be steadfast in obedience, that we may present him more clearly to those around us, that we would lift him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.